Date with Justice by Julia Chapman. Read by Elizabeth Bower. Prologue. A dead weight. This was what they meant. This solid, unaccommodating mass of body, the moving of which dragged at the arms, made the back ache, and sent boots slipping on the uneven fellside, threatening to tip the living on top of the deceased. Another couple of heaves, closer to the vehicle now. A quick breather, head twisting, checking for witnesses. There were none. Just the bare hillside rising up beneath a darkening sky. And the bird, high overhead. Majestic. A peregrine falcon, making a last couple of sorties before settling for the night. One more effort, rolling the lifeless form into the rear, the vehicle sagging under its sudden load. A slam of metal as the boot closed, shockingly loud in the evening silence. Then, the cough of an engine, the rumble of tyres on hard-packed track, and the peace returned. Overhead, the falcon did a lazy loop, the dying sun catching its wings and turning them into a shimmering brilliance. Down below, the shadows claimed the land, creeping over it, stealing all colours, until even the vivid smear of blood on grass could no longer be seen. Chapter 1. 6 hours earlier. Samson O'Brien was running late. The kind of late that would get him killed. Delilah checked her watch for the umpteenth time and felt a hand on her arm, solid, offering support and rebuke in equal measures.
"Don't fret it, lass. Happen as he's tied up,"
Ida Capstick whispered, leaning over, the feather from her hat tickling Delilah's nose.
"He promised he'd be here."
"Aye, well, perhaps they should have thought on that when they were so persuasive in telling him to bugger off back to London."
The harsh words were tempered by a final pat on her hand.
"Now get a smile on their face. There's at a wedding, not a wake."
As if at Ida's behest, there was a wheeze of organ pipes, and music flooded the cavernous space, lifting the congregation to its feet in a rustle of Sunday best clothing and a murmur of happy expectation. A wedding. It was just what Bruncliffe needed after everything that had bedeviled the town over the last year. Not least the ongoing fallout from the Rick Proctor affair. The unmasking and subsequent arrest of the town's self-made property tycoon a few months earlier was still having repercussions, casting a long shadow over the Dales town as the extent and impact of the man's malign influence was realised. Hence the chance to rejoice at the union of two lovely townsfolk had been much welcomed, bringing smiles to the faces of the waiting guests. Apart from Delilah Metcalf, she was in no mood for celebrating. She stood alongside Ida and was twisting to see the bride begin her walk up the aisle when a vibration on her wrist sent a twinge of pain up her left arm. With her bones healed and blistered hands recovered following the fire at Hilltop Cafe, this occasional discomfort was the only physical reminder Delilah carried from those dreadful events back in June. That, and yet another new smartwatch. She glanced at it, the cause of the vibration a notification from her running app. A tracking notification, alerting her that the sender had started an activity. Delilah stared at the blinking dot progressing slowly across a map. Samson wasn't tied up as Ida had suggested. He'd gone for a run. Not here in Bruncliffe, where he should be, but over 200 miles away. And the worst of it was, Ida was right. Delilah really only had herself to blame. In giving Samson the freedom to choose how their relationship developed, she'd made a rod for her own lonely back. That didn't stop her from getting upset about it, however. There'd been so much he'd missed of late because of work. He'd had to skip the Bruncliffe show and fell race a couple of weeks ago, evading the dubious pleasures of judging sheep and busting a gut running up the steep hills out of town. He'd also been a no-show for Delilah's 30th birthday. The activities of the criminal gang he'd had under surveillance